Today is the third and last week of our own mini liturgical season that we have called Caring for God's Creation. We started on Harvest Sunday with the feeding of the 5,000 and the abundance of God's love as is depicted in that miracle. Last week, Jilly bravely quoted from Shakespeare's Scottish play, something you'll never hear me do, and reflected on when things are not rooted in God, then they are destined for decline and desolation. But, she added, if we are rooted in God, then the desolation we will all feel at some point in our lives is not the end of things. We will move forward in our cycle of renewal. Today, then, we contemplate on restoration, being restored again through God's love. Our readings today are about us refocusing ourselves on the provision God gives us as an individual and as a world. A provision both of material and spiritual matters. In the Gospel, Jesus is speaking about worrying. He addresses a very real concern that people had and still have today. That is, how are we going to make ends meet? Let's not forget, in the crowd here are the 12, who themselves have given up so much to follow Jesus. They alone must be thinking and wondering, where is the next meal coming from? But Jesus goes deeper. He says, do not worry about your life. Jesus is not promising an easy or stress-free life within. That is such a misunderstanding of what it means to be a Christian. The sadness is that people who turn to Jesus with that thought often lose their faith when trials come their way. It is the victory that Jilly spoke about last week and not being truly rooted in God. And it is also famously in the parable of the sower as well. And lest we forget, Jesus worries too. He prays fervently for the people who he loves, and he worries about them. He has worries about his own ministry. He has worries about the crucifixion. Jesus, born a baby in a stable, knows that worrying is part of the human condition. We all worry. We all have and will worry. But Jesus is telling us to try and look beyond the very real worries and concerns that we all have and to remember that God provides for us. Not just you and me, but God provides for all of us. But with this provision comes responsibilities too. Sometimes when all is going well, we take that provision for granted. Sometimes we hear ridiculous stories on the news, or even privy to them in the aisles in Sainsbury's or wherever is the shop of your choice. When we hear people complaining about the lack of something on the shelves, the lack of blueberries, how am I supposed to cope? Because the delivery hasn't happened, because the soft fruits haven't come in. Is that really going to be the end of the world? Sometimes we just need to stop and listen to ourselves and think about what we are saying. Believing. Thinking. In a much wider context. Which is exactly what Jesus is doing in the Gospel reading. And what Jesus is urging us to do as well today. During this mini-festival, we have encouraged you to stop and think. And stop and thank. This season, based around harvest time, is a moment when we can give thanks for the wonderful provisions we have, but also think about those without access to everyday needs. Those who are going hungry on our streets. Those in different towns and villages around the world who are affected by climate change, global politics. Those whose harvests have failed, or those whose crops are rotting in the field because they can't be gathered in. Where are our concerns and worries for them? Where are our concerns and worry for this planet in its future? We can, and I'm sure we all, do worry about these things. But are we prepared to make even little sacrifices to the way we live to help avoid a global catastrophe? Are we prepared to do things so that the worries of others are lifted by our actions? If everyone in the West committed to not eating meat for one day a week, what an old-fashioned Christian thing when you don't think about it, then it would make an impact on greenhouse gases. And it wouldn't really worry us that much either. In our epistle reading, we are told that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings should be made for everyone. Everyone. Let us walk together as a responsible people, not crippled by our worries, but knowing that we are restored through Christ's love. As Jesus tells us, strive for the kingdom of God, and all these things will be opened to you, to everyone, to all, wherever they are, and whoever they are. As we think of a time of restored hope, let us also think about what we can do to reflect the love of Christ and lift the worries of those who are in need, and lift the worries of those who are in need, wherever they may be.